morning, Thomas. Good morning, ancient and new listeners. It's Tuesday, and I just realized that I said that in a way that's going to make... Whatever. I don't think we need to pay attention to it. I do want to start this week's episode off, Thomas, just saying things that we are super pumped about and thankful for. Right now, I think that it would be... I think it's really easy to be... just frustrated and upset about all the things that we're missing. And I think there's a place for that. And at the same time, I want to be super thankful for what we have. Right now, we have this 2,000 piece Pokemon jigsaw puzzle that has taken over our dining room table and that we're working on. And I am easily the worst in the family at jigsaw puzzles, like just spatial orientation and like seeing how pieces fit together. But it's really fun just kind of like coming home and seeing what the progress on the puzzle is. And after dinner or something like that, just watching everybody kind of, we turn on some Broadway songs. Everybody sings at the top of their lungs and we put that puzzle together. It's been really fun. What about you?
I'm deciding that I'm not gonna acknowledge the fact that you said Tuesday. Like, it's not worth starting two episodes in a row on the same topic, right? Like, it's not worth talking about it 2 weeks in a row that you said Tuesday. Kind of funny, right? I don't know. Maybe. Oh, okay. So yeah, it's not Tuesday morning as I'm doing this because it's the afternoon now. But hello and welcome to Tuesday afternoon, Lee. It's funny, we have spoken on the phone since you sent me that voice memo, so it's kind of funny to have this conversation. But anyways, things I am thankful for and excited about. Oof. Well, I mean, the obvious one, I just got married, so it's been a great time to be married. Great time to be married. I've been thankful for... and pumped for, like, it's just like I just like spring, you know. I just like it. It's pretty. It smells good. Grass is green. I've liked mowing. I've liked working in my garden. I've liked I like watch the birds out of the window of my house every day. It's so weird. Like, my wife takes pictures of me all the time. She's like, "What are you doing? You look so silly." And it's true because I'm like staring out the window at birds and rabbits, and like I'm just grateful for it. I've also been really thankful for the Ken Burns baseball documentary on Amazon Prime. Like, if you're a sports fan, if you're a baseball fan, and you were just like just missing our sport right now, that's what you need to watch, because it's just perfect, and there's so many cool things. And it goes back to the beginning of baseball in like the 1840s, and it's beautiful and it's well narrated, and there's like Garrison Keillor and like Bob Costas and like all these amazing voices talking about baseball. It's like, oh, I just said it's like 14 times.
Gosh, I love the baseball documentary. I love it so much. I love that you are watching it, because your perspective on that would be so much different than mine, since you played baseball so many times and I have never played baseball. But I still love that movie. I love that we're doing this. I love that we're talking about things we're thankful for. I want to challenge our listeners to take a beat, like to hear in a few minutes when I finish this sentence, to take just to pause the podcast and ask yourself this question: who's the person that you are the most thankful for right now? Just the person in your life that just lights you up, that just helps you. Someone who you would say is a gift to you. Go ahead, pause the podcast. I'll wait. Okay, hopefully you did. I think it would be cool to pause the podcast one more time and to thank Jesus for that person. Would that be cool? That'd be stupid? I don't think that would be stupid. I am so thankful for so many people right now. There are so many people that are helping me do things that are hard. And, but my Christy has been so just understanding. I have been working like long hours, and I come home my brain is so tired when I get home. It's just so, I'm just like, it's like there's smoke coming out of my ears and I just am not prepared to have any conversations. And she has just been so tender with me and so patient and such a good friend, just so cute and fun and everything. And but I'm thankful for a lot of people. Maybe that's what this episode should just be about, is just about gratitude. I love, there's a place in the Psalms that says that the Lord loves when someone offers a sacrifice of thanks. I believe it's Psalm 116. I'll look it up while you're doing your voice memo, T. But I believe it's that, just a sacrifice of thanks, to give thanks when it's a sacrifice, when you maybe don't feel like it, when you've got other attitudes going on, attitudes of frustration or disappointment or entitlement or whatever, just all the natural stuff that comes to us, to fight against that natural tide and say, you know what? I've got things that I'm thankful for. Like every single morning, I'm thankful for legs that can run and a hot shower and clean clothes and hot coffee. And those things just make me happy. And times in the quiet to sit down with scripture and to ask Jesus to speak to me. And I realize that looks a lot different for a lot of different people, because some people are stuck at home with a lot of little tiny kids and our kids are really self-sufficient. So I'm able to get up, get coffee and like Jack is the first person who wakes up in my house. And so on a morning where I'm home, he'll just go read a book or play with Legos or something while I'm having my time in the scripture. He sees the coffee cup and the Bible out and he just knows, like, I'm not going to mess with that dude. But I'm thankful for those things, things that are gifts from the Lord, even in a time of difficulty.
Ooh, I love that. I was like, no, don't apologize. This is awesome. Cause that's such a cool, I mean, like, I'm such a habitual person, and it's so funny that it took me till age, like, 25. I'm 26 now, but probably till last year to realize, like, ooh, you like your routines, man. And I've made, I have about a 24-minute drive to work now that there's no traffic because of COVID. But usually it's about a 30-minute drive every morning to work, and I just have the things that I pray about along the way. And I hit certain spots along the road, on Pelsaby Parkway and then on I-40 and then on Weisgarber Road and then on Middlebrook Pike, where I like, all these directions probably mean nothing to most people listening to this, but thanks to the geographic diversity of our listenership. But, I just have moments in my prayer time. Like I get up every morning and I have my quiet time and I read, I have my coffee, I sit on my stool and I journal. And then I also have this anticipation of the time after that, like my quiet time part B. And that's my drive and like out loud praising and singing and praying to the Lord for 30 minutes of like, some of it is like designated time of worship and singing direct songs to him, and then some of it is like absolutely no music and just praying, and some of it is instrumental music. It's just so silly that I'm so habitual, and that season, the season that I've been in, has been a lot of that has just been filled with gratitude and thanks. It's impossible not to drive down Pelsaby Parkway in the month of March and not be thankful because of the redbuds and the daffodils. And then the dogwoods in April. And it's like, holy cow, this is beautiful. And I do it at sunrise and I've just been so thankful. So I'm glad that you've pushed us to do this, Lee. I think that's a really cool thing because there are people in my life right now who, like being married, oh gosh, it's so much fun. And I'm so thankful for my wife. I'm so thankful for Maddie. It's just so fun. It's so fun to have someone encourage you all the time and laugh with you and just to have your best friend with you all the times. That is amazing. The people I'm thankful for right now, like you said, it's a mile long. The only time that I don't do that thing in the morning is when Tom calls me, and I'm so thankful for it because Tom will call me. He knows I leave for work at about 7:20, so he'll call me and talk to me. And I'm always so thankful for it. Or he'll call me right when I get off work, or I'll call him right when I get off work. And I love it. It just makes me so happy. I feel so encouraged and filled up. And I'm super thankful for you, Lee, because you have given me church when I can't go to it. And it's like my favorite thing ever is to go to church. And I get to watch it at home. And you spent a lot of long hours on it. And I'm also thankful for you for a lot of other reasons that are very specific and very non-specific, and just for friendship and being my best friend, and who is not my wife, my other best friend. I just have been wondering, what about gratitude is a good thing? What about being thankful is a good thing? What about it lightens me? It does. It lightens me. That's the best way of describing it. It takes things that are heavy off of me sometimes. Forcing myself to be thankful in moments when I'm super not, just lighten everything. And I think I've realized lately, it's being thankful is coming from a place of admitting that you can't really do something and someone else did it or helped you or produced something. Like, I don't know. It's not a full thought yet, but it's just the idea of I needed someone else here because I couldn't, or I needed something else because I didn't have the ability to do it. And, you know, that dates back thousands of years to the Lord, and just for everything. Like my gratitude in the morning when I drive past those trees in March is, I'm thankful God made me who I am, because if he didn't, if I would have made myself, I wouldn't be like I am. I probably wouldn't love trees and flowers as much as I do. And he put that in my, he made me that way. And then he made it that way. He made the world this way. So it's beautiful. I'm always like, gosh, I'm so thankful you created this place, because I wouldn't have thought of these things, and you did it. Oh, so cool. But it's just been my thought lately. I'm like, yeah. You know, I'm admitting I couldn't really do something. I need someone else to do it.
Oh my gosh, that was so many good things. That was such a good voice memo. Wow, I feel like our listeners should just rewind and listen to your part again. That was so good. I loved so many things that you said, that gratitude is important because you're admitting that you couldn't do something and someone else did it for you. Oh man, that's just putting me in my feelings. That is so, so, so good. Well said, dude. But also, I think it's hilarious that it took you 25 years to realize that you're a person of routine. Listen, for our listeners, the one thing you need to know about Thomas is he actually holds the school record at his high school for single season hits, safe hits in a baseball season as a baseball player. He's like a record holder at his high school. And one of the one of the things that goes into that record is the fact that every time Thomas steps up to the plate, he gets like a word that he thinks of, like a random word. And then like he has a pattern that he touches home plate in with his baseball bat, and he thinks of that word, and then the pitch comes in. And the idea that it took him 25 years to figure out he's a person of routine. When he was 5 years old, he had his mother drive him around every morning to see the three water towers in Oak Ridge. And he's just now finding out he's a person of routine. This is this is amazing. Oh, I love you so much, dude. That is so much fun. Yeah, you're a person of routine, dude. And I love you for it. I also love, there was a sentence you said in your last, thought where you said, I'm so thankful for friendship. I just want to take a minute on that sentence. What a beautiful thing that was to say. I'm so thankful for friendship. I feel like everybody listening to this podcast right now should take a minute and thank Jesus Christ for friendship. Like if the world was just a Darwinistic, you know, just the random chance happening of natural selection, there wouldn't be a whole lot of point to friendship. There might be a point to alliance, but there wouldn't be a point to friendship. And friendship is so kind. And friendship abides weaknesses, abides failures. Friendship includes forgiveness and patience. And like a world that was created by just the pure random chance of competition would never have made room for friendship, would never have made room for love. And I just think we all need to take a beat and think about friends and raise our hands to Jesus. I'm physically doing it right now. Just raise my hands to Jesus and say, thank you for my friends. What a beautiful invention. Friendship. So cool. So, so cool.
I'm really glad you did that. I didn't realize I said that. And then I didn't realize that phrase came out of my mouth. But it's just like, it's so true. I don't have many things that I'm more grateful for in the world than my friends. And it's probably the most important thing to me is friendship. I think like, it's what I've always looked for in a wife. And it's my favorite thing about Maddie is that she's just my best friend, and it's the best, who I'm very attracted to and I'm allowed to be, which is awesome. But I think that about her, and I think that about, I just, everything about friendship, exactly what you're saying, is so kind. The laughter, the inside jokes, the nicknames, the memories and shared experiences, and all my favorite memories in the world are moments where I've laughed so hard that I've cried, and they've been with my best friends. And I have so much gratitude for it. I do. It's what you're saying. Jesus invented them. He was a stellar example of a friend. You know, look at how he hung out with his buddies. He had them. He had so many of them. So cool. I'm ready for you to read the scripture. I mean, we're probably 15 minutes into this episode. I'm just excited for whatever you have to read right now.
You know what's so crazy about this is that I just got off the phone with Tom, and we laughed so much. We laughed about this video. We laughed about this video that Glenn Fitzgerald made for our church service. And I can't wait for you to see it. It's so ridiculous. And we laughed about so many things. We laughed. We had so many inside jokes, and we laughed. We laughed about this thing that happened at an elders meeting like a month and a half ago. And I can't stop laughing. It's just, friendship is such a gift, and love is such a beautiful thing that it's just, how do we not just walk around with our hands in the air thanking God all the time? All right, I'm going to read our scripture. Here we go. It's John 15. Here we go. This is so cool. My command is this. This is verse 12, John 15, verse 12. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You're my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant doesn't know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends. For everything I've learned from my Father, I've made known to you. You didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And whatever you ask in the name of the Father, I will give you. This is my command. Love one another. Oh, man. The friendship of Jesus, that he would lay down his life for us. And his command is for us to love one another. gosh, I really don't have a whole lot to say out of that except to throw it to you and say, what is this doing in you? I love the gift of friendship. I love the love of Jesus. I love the friendship of Jesus, that he would lay down his life for us. I feel it today. I feel it today so acutely, that Jesus is my friend and that he cares about me and that he would lay down his life for me. And then I feel it in the fact that he has given me a wife and he has given me friends like you and friends like Tom and friends like so many of our friends, like Rob and the Big Papa and Tyler and Joe and Devo and Austin Witt and everybody, all the guys in our small group, and just so many friends and so many high school guys and so many college guys. And oh man, it's just so, so sweet. It's so, so sweet to be loved, with the love of Jesus.
I kept replaying the beginning part of that scripture where you were saying, where Jesus says, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. And I wonder when he's having that conversation with his guys, if when he said, my command is this, I don't know if he paused. I don't know if he went straight into it. I wonder what went through their head though. When Jesus says, my command is this. And then to get the answer that they got, to love each other. I don't know if that was a sigh of relief. I don't know if that was a gasp. I'm sure it was hard. I mean, you put 12 people in one circle, you're going to have some enemies probably, or just someone you don't really click with. But I'm thankful that that was his command. It could have been anything. He could have said anything right there. He's God. God can tell us to do whatever he wants. He could have said whatever he wanted right there. And I'm thankful that he said that one, because there's nothing much more fun than loving somebody. I'm not saying that there's nothing more easy, or there's a lot of things that are more easy than loving someone. But there's few things more rewarding than loving somebody. There's few things more fun than loving somebody. There's few things more beneficial, if anything, to you personally than loving somebody. Whether that's your best friend, your spouse, a group of people you've never met before. I just think about it. I think about the act of loving somebody and what that's looked like in my entire life. And all the most rewarding things have come out of that. All the most life-giving things, all the most laughter and whatever, have all come out of loving somebody. I'm thankful that that was Jesus's command right at the end of his life. I've always loved that, because I feel like he's kind of saying, here's my bucket list of things. You ready? Like, you've got a couple hours left with me. And that's what he chooses to leave us with. It's a sweet taste to have in our mouth.
Oh man, I love the very last little thing you just said there. You said it's a sweet taste to have in our mouth. And I don't know if you're like this, but I like think about, like, when I'm eating dinner or something like that, as the food starts to disappear, I start to think about what's the last bite I want to eat from this meal, the last bite on this plate, because I start thinking about the way everything in that meal has tasted. And it's like, what's that last taste that I want in my mouth? And I'll save that bite for the last thing and eat everything else and get to the very end. And then boom, that's that last savor, that last taste, that last sweetness, whatever it is. And I've always loved this too, that on the night that Jesus was heading to such horror and such sadness and such difficulty that, like, the thing that he really wanted to send home was, you guys are my friends. This is why I came to do this, because I have a love for you, and I want you to have that same love for me and for each other, and I want us to be friends. What a sweet thing. I'm so pumped about that. There was a thing where, for a while, Jack and Andrew, his Nino's son and Jack's buddy, they had like a secret handshake that they put together. And I love stuff like that. When you see, like, I think at the time that they did that, like, Jack was 9 and Andrew was 8. And just to think, like, little hearts saying, like, I want a secret handshake with you. And that's where Jesus would leave us, is that's the last bite of the meal, is like, this whole thing has been about friendship. This whole thing has been about love. May he give us the endurance and patience and the kindness and the generosity to love the way that he does, man. There's no love like his, but I want that. I want to strive for that. And I'm so thankful when I get to receive it from people who love me so well. Hey, thanks for listening. We're thankful for you guys, and T, I'm thankful for you, buddy. Hopefully we'll get to, you know, record these in a way where we get to, like, hang out with each other at the same time instead of breaking these things up over a bunch of voice memos. But we are super grateful for you guys.
Amen to that. I think we are all ready for... I'm ready for social... As an extrovert, I'm so ready for social distancing to be over. Holy cow. I'm really excited to hang out and be able to be with my friends and for us to be able to do this together. But anyways, we love y'all. I'm Thomas.
And I'm Lee. And this has been Ancient and New.